Toronto Raptors back in action tonight, hosting the Oklahoma City Thunder. That's right, the same team that lost by 73 last week. Can the Toronto Raptors beat that? Can they beat OKC by 74 tonight? Let's welcome in our good buddy, Javon Shepherd, who will be on the call tonight on TSN 1050 for the game. A man who always nails it. What's up, Javon?
What's going on, fellas?
We're doing good, man. We're doing good. It's great to have you back on the show. And, I mean, it's a weird one tonight where you see OKC, who is coming off a win against Detroit. But, man, losing by 73 last week. I don't know how you could possibly recover from that one. Throughout the course of your playing career, Javon, what was the biggest loss that you ever had as far as just maybe not necessarily the number of points, but maybe just the level of morale that you had coming out from it?
You know what? I think I took a 30-point loss in high school, and I promised myself never again. But, you know, in OKC's case, they had, and it is inexcusable. At the end of the day, these guys are all pros. But, you know, Shea, one of the focal pieces, was sitting out that game with concussion protocol, and Josh Giddey was sitting out as well. So if that's any cushion, I guess we can give them that. But, no, you know, they bounced back. They came up with a win against Detroit. It was on Monday, a comeback win as well. So, at the end of the day, it's about responding and how the team responds.
Javon, what do you make of this Raptors team right now? They've played some pretty impressive basketball, finding the ways to get some better results against some of the better team. But is it the injuries of guys coming back healthy? Is it Pascal Siakam finally feeling the... finally starting to feel like himself? What do you attribute to some of their recent success?
Chemistry, building chemistry, right? Like, we knew from the get-go this was a young team. And I think a lot of it also has to do with how well Pascal is playing, right? And it's not about him scoring the basketball, but it's his level of aggression on both ends of the floor. And I really like the fact that he's attacking the rim. And because of that, he demands so much attention, and now it's allowing the offense to flow. And even in the last game there, you've seen, you know, up 30, I believe it was 34 points off the bench. And that's just from his aggression and him, you know, demanding so much. So when he's playing well and playing with limited dribbles, attacking the basket, and then you have Gary Trent Jr. who's knocking down shots, and Fred can run the ball screen action, you know, things start to flow offensively. Defensively, you're going to get effort from these guys. So I'm never concerned on that end, just them having the length that we've heard about over and over. So I think it's just a matter of growing. And again, they've had some injuries to guys that they've had to adapt to, adjust to. Then you're going to have OG come back in the mix. There's going to be a period of adjustment as well. Again.
Javon Shepherd is our guest. You will hear him on the call tonight as the Raptors host the OKC Thunder on TSN 1050 just after 7 o'clock. Javon, we have been debating. Well, it's been getting a little intense at times about Domantas Sabonis. And if the Raptors should be making a move to try to acquire him. And we talked to Bruce Arthur of the Toronto Star earlier, who suggested it might cost Pascal Siakam in order to make a move for Sabonis. Is that a deal? And listen, there might be some salaries that have to be matched or whatever, but would you, the essence of the deal, swap Siakam for Sabonis?
It's going to be a pretty penny, right, to make that swap. And I think Siakam is the focal point of this team, and I'm not ready to let go of him yet. I think if you're the Raptors organization, you have to look at it from a long-term perspective, and if that's going to be the ticket, I think it's a little too much, right? If they're looking to rebuild, if Indiana's going to be looking to rebuild, you need some young pieces to go with. And I think the Raptors are in a good position right now where they have, you know, a core group that they can work with and build with, and I think that has to be the focus in building out from that.
Javon, you mentioned you know, how this team is looking right now with Pascal Siakam and then the return of OG Anunoby. What do you know about OG Anunoby's injury, and what's the big mystery around why he's not back? We keep hearing that he's practicing, he's close, and then it's the same old story game after game of him being out. And I think Nick Nurse commented on it yesterday, saying that he's out to the until the foreseeable future. I mean, that really doesn't give us any indication of how close or how far he is from returning to the lineup, but it's a hip pointer that apparently that he's dealing with. What do you know about this situation? Can we expect him back anytime soon?
And that's good. The refs have done a really good job of keeping that information tight and sealed. And I think, you know, Alex McKechnie, who deals with all the health and sciences there, is great in terms of how he approaches, you know, rehab with guys. And I think more importantly, this is one of those cases where you're just taking precaution and easing him back, because you don't want somebody to come back and then be compensating and cause further injuries or to other parts of the body. So, you know, I trust that it's more that and nothing serious. I think if it was actually going to be up for a very extended time, a long time, it would have been more details released to us. So, I'm confident in the fact that they're taking care of it, and it's just more precautionary than anything.
Javon, you represented Canada on many levels in basketball, and OKC has a couple of guys who will be representing Canada for many years to come. Lou Dort and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. What can we look from those two? I mean, dynamic duo. They're scoring a bunch of points for OKC, and listen, it's not a great basketball team, we know that, but we have to be really impressed with what we've seen from those two Canadians so far this year.
We have, right? When you look at what Lou Dort's been doing, you know, he's a guy that's coming to the league and established himself as one of the premier defenders. I actually read Damian Lillard just tipping his hat to him as one of the better or one of the top three perimeter defenders in the league. But now he's shooting the basketball better, right? Like, he's shooting the basketball from three, the best he has in his career. So he's adding that offensive element as well, which makes him more of a two-way guy, more valuable. So, you know, he's a guy that you really have to watch too as he continues to grow. He just plays hard, man. He plays hard. He plays tough. Shai's another guy. Like, he scores. He's such a dynamic scorer. Not the biggest, most lumbering body, but he really gets into the lane, uses his body, uses angles to just finish at the rim and just really gets to the free throw line. And I think for guys that are elite scorers in the league, they have an adaptability to get to the free throw line. And Shai is one of those guys, right? Obviously, the team's not the best. He's in a really good situation, in my opinion, because not only is he getting to learn on the fly with the basketball in his hands, he's getting to learn how to lead, right? And that's so important as he grows and matures over his career, is that now you're going to be the guy with the ball in your hands at the end of the shot clock. Now you're going to be the guy that has to tell guys where to go. You also have to be the guy to hold your teammates accountable in this situation as well, right? So he's getting a lot of experience, valuable experience, on top of, you know, having had the mentorship of a Chris Paul, who's, you know, one of the best to do it from the position.
It's the Thunder and the Raptors, 7 p.m. pregame, 7:30 tip. Paul Jones and Javon Shepherd on the play-by-play. We're pumped for you, getting another opportunity tonight, my man, and look forward to hearing you and Jonesy nail it all night long.
Nailed
down
it.
The bottom of the well.
He nailed this interview,
nailed
too.
It.
Yes. Love it.
Thanks, Javon. Good luck tonight, man.
Thank you, guys.
All right. That's Javon Shepherd, again, who'll be on the call tonight for the Thunder and the Raps. Pumped for that one. I mean,